Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for meditation this morning is from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Here ends our text. In the name of Jesus, whose compassion sustains us and frees us from the worries of this world, dear fellow redeemed. Our text this morning finds Jesus' disciples returning to him after he had sent them out 2 by 2 into the countryside to preach the gospel, to heal sicknesses, and to cast out demons. This had been a strenuous task, as they did not even have time to eat. And yet at the same time, is one that filled the disciples with joy. They reported to Jesus all that God had accomplished to them and all the people that they had reached with the word. Now, most people, when they read through this text, will remember the great miracle that comes at the end, the feeding of the 5,000. And while this is an incredible miracle that showed Jesus as true God, there is one verse in particular that sets the foundation, not just for the miracle of Jesus, but for the entire section. And that is verse 34. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. This verse will serve as our theme for this morning. The compassion of Christ is complete. Now, there are countless examples throughout the New Testament and Jesus' ministry that you can point to that show his compassion. He raised from the dead the widow of Nain's son. He changed water into wine so that a wedding party would not face embarrassment. Or point to any time Jesus stopped what he was doing in order to heal someone's disease. And this section is no different. Jesus' compassion shines through, not just for his disciples, and not just for the physical need of the people, but also, and most importantly, for the spiritual needs of all people. It begins first with his compassion for his disciples. after they had returned from teaching and healing people, there was no break in the action. Streams of people kept pouring through to see Jesus and to be healed by him. Mark notes that they didn't even have time to eat. I'm sure many of you have had days at work where you've been so busy, you get to the end of the day and you realize, I forgot to eat today. Jesus recognizes the need of his disciples to rest, to break from the constant go, go, go of helping these people. So he says to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. We do not see Jesus rest very often during his ministry. And even when we do, it's usually off by himself to pray to God. But here, Jesus wants to take the time with his disciples to make sure that they can rest from their work. As they get into a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee, the crowds of people recognize Jesus in the boat. And they run around to the other side so that there they are waiting for Jesus at the other side. So much for resting in a desolate place together. And yet even here we see our Savior's compassion shine through. Instead of looking over the people in frustration that they just would not leave him alone, he has compassion on them because they are like sheep without a shepherd. I don't know how much you know about sheep, but they are entirely dependent on a shepherd. Whether it is for food or safety or direction, without our shepherd, the sheep are lost and in great danger. And when Jesus looked over the people, he looked into their hearts. He saw the state of their spiritual well-being, and this is what stirred up his compassion. The people of Israel were supposed to have shepherds. The priests and the teachers of the law, the Pharisees in Jesus' day. And sure, the priests and Pharisees did perform the task of offering sacrifices and reading from the law of Moses. But what they did not do was shepherd the people. Instead of pointing them to God's grace and mercy, the gospel message of the promised Messiah, instead they dragged them down with the burden of a law upon a law upon a law. It should have been clear to those people exactly who Jesus was, that he was a long-promised Messiah. And yet many of the people were blind to that fact and spiritually bankrupt because they weren't shown. And so the first thing that Jesus' compassion leads him to do is to teach them many things. His compassion recognizes the most important need that they had, the need to hear about the forgiveness of sins through him. We aren't sure how long Jesus spent teaching the people. But it went along long enough to the point where it was getting to be too late for the people to go into the market and buy food. But here again, we see Jesus' compassion shine through. Rather than sending the people home or sending his disciples to spend an exuberant amount of money to buy bread for over 5,000 people, Jesus' compassion will provide for them himself. With 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Jesus didn't just feed the people, but made sure that not one person left unsatisfied. And what did this do? Well, not only did it show once again how Jesus cares about the physical well-being of his people, but it also served as a testimony to everything he had just taught them about how he was true God. And here is the evidence. Throughout this section, we see three examples of Jesus' compassion. Two of them spent for the physical needs of people. And the third, and most important, the spiritual well-being of people. As I mentioned earlier, these are not isolated incidents to this one section, but they are abundant throughout Scripture. Consistently, Jesus showed throughout his life what the love of God truly is and how far it goes to take care of his creation. Obviously, today we don't have Jesus physically here in person, but that does not mean that his compassion is not with us every day. In fact, we could spend this entire morning simply giving examples of his great compassion that abound in our everyday lives. It is no different from the days he walked this earth to now, seated at the right hand of power, ruling over all things. No matter where he is, Jesus' compassion is complete. So have you been a recipient of Jesus' compassion? Well, maybe it doesn't feel like it sometimes. Maybe you have been going through some difficult times in your personal life, or your health isn't exactly where you would like it to be. Complication after complication is compounding, and it makes you wonder, when is it my turn to have some of that compassion? I do not know what the Lord has planned for you, nor exactly why he has allowed these things to come into your life. What I do know is that we live in a sinful world. Sin reigns all around us, and yes, we must admit, reigns in our own hearts as well. And sin of all kind has consequences that we must deal with. It could be that we committed a sin and must live with the consequence that that brings. But more often than not, it simply comes from a decaying, dying world. A world that was once made to live forever. Our bodies made to live forever are welting away because of sin. And we see the effects of that every single day. But even in the midst of that uncertainty, of that frustration, what greater reason do we need to carry our burdens and our worries to the Lord of compassion? Jesus' compassion is complete even in your life, and the examples that he gives in our text show that. As he made sure to have compassion and give his disciples rest, so also the Lord of the Sabbath has given you a day of rest, to go, a place to go each week to break from the hustle and bustle of life, to join your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and be refreshed by his word. And in our world today, it's only become easier. Not only are we able to live stream our services when you might be out of town, but your brothers and sisters in Christ, your foundation, your support, are but one phone call away. We are able to share in fellowship and help each other so that no one needs to feel alone or isolated, the same way that Jesus took care of his disciples and made sure that they weren't alone or isolated. as he had compassion on the crowds of people to take care of their physical need, so also he has provided you and me with abundance. When is the last time that you sat down and started to go through your house to decide, don't need this, we'll keep this. Don't need this, we'll keep this. I remember doing that at least once a year growing up, though I must admit I was not very excited to get rid of most of my things. Yet doing so taught me an invaluable lesson. God's compassion has overflowed my cup with blessings. Think about it. Each one of you was able to make it here to church this morning. The ability to walk through those doors, clothes to wear, breath in your lungs, etc. Our very basic needs for life have been met, and then some. Remember what James writes. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. Everything that we have, from our own life to all the wonderful blessings we enjoy on a daily basis, has come from your Heavenly Father. And as Jesus had compassion on the crowds of people for their spiritual needs, so also as he had compassion on you and me for our spiritual needs. We don't need to look any further to see a greater act of compassion and love than that of our Savior Jesus. No one would dare to leave the glory of heaven in order to walk this earth and die for the very scum of the earth. In the eyes of man, it might just be the most foolish thing you could think of. But for God, it was compassion. It is his love for people like you and me. Rather than sitting in heaven and watch us wander about like lost, blind sheep, God did something about it. The Father sent you and me a Messiah, a Savior from our sin. He sent us a shepherd, someone to guide us through this life according to his will, to defend us against the foe, our foe, the devil, and to take care of our every need, bodily and spiritually. In order to accomplish this, Jesus had to die on the cross in your place. He paid the punishment that you and I deserve so that we do not face God's wrath, but we receive his complete compassion. Rather than leave you this morning with my own words, I invite you to hear the comfort that Scripture holds concerning the compassion of God toward you. The first is from Lamentations chapter 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. In the reading that came right before our epistle lesson this morning, Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.